Well, the forecast for 2012 is surprisingly good, Tom. We're coming off of a strong Christmas sales season. It appears that the economy is actually gaining momentum. We've had good job growth in the private sector during the third and fourth quarters of this year. And it appears that we're going into the first quarter of 2012 with momentum running at about a 3% growth rate for gross domestic product, which would be the best growth rate since the Great Recession started.
The latest unemployment figures that came out just before the holiday showed some improvement in Florida. The jobless figure was at an even 10%, which is down a few fractions of a percentage point, but it's the lowest it's been in 2.5 years and seems to be heading in the right direction. Do you see that continuing in 2012, Hank?
Absolutely. And I think, very importantly, Tom, we've had 14 months in a row of accelerating job growth in Florida. Measured on a year-over-year basis, job growth was almost 100,000 in November. And that's the strongest it's been since the Great Recession. Almost every single economic sector showed significant job growth, except construction and information services and government. Construction is now almost to zero, so we'll have less of a drag going forward in 2012 from job loss there. Information services are shrinking down because banks are shrinking down, but that loss is almost over. And we'll probably get to the end of the government layoffs over the course of 2012. So I think Florida's poised for significantly better growth in 2012. It'll be the best year we've had since 2007.
It looks as if we've stopped dropping construction jobs, but construction is so important in this area. Does that mean that we'll start adding construction jobs soon?
I think we will by about the middle of the year, because we're starting to see a very modest but sustained increase in new building permits for new homes. And so even though there's a significant stock of existing homes for sale, some people do want new. Employment growth and accelerating population growth are driving demand for housing. So I do think we'll see some. And locally, we'll definitely see some increase in construction because we have SunRail under construction and we have the Performing Arts Center coming out of the ground. So locally, our picture looks even a little better.
So you're thinking that the housing situation then also is going to stabilize somewhat in 2012?
Yeah, I think it'll finally stabilize. Now, we still have the problem of foreclosures and all of the units that are stuck in the foreclosure process that are still going to come through the system in 2012, which will tend to keep prices down, Tom. But if we get increased population growth and, more importantly, increased employment growth, that generates a lot of demand. And when we get a better tenor of demand, it will improve the markets. It will stabilize the prices probably in the second half of the year, finally.
And, of course, the region's other major employer is the tourism industry. And the attractions had, by all accounts, a tremendous holiday week. Several of the parks reached capacity a couple of times, had to close the gates temporarily. The last time we spoke about this, Hank, you made prediction that it would be a robust year in tourism. It appears as if there's a lot of pent-up demand among Northerners to just go ahead and take that Florida vacation.
Absolutely, Tom. And I think now that economic conditions have improved sufficiently and consumer confidence has improved dramatically, that we will see that translated into substantial amounts of tourism. I'm looking for a strong winter season this year, up 5 to 7% compared to last year. And that will set us up for an excellent summer season, which is really our biggest season in 2012.
Now, we spoke last week, Hank, about the upcoming legislative session. What might they do in Tallahassee in the next few months that would either speed up the economic recovery or slow it down?
Well, there's certainly things that they can do on either side. But I think the way the legislature is postured right now, we're likely not to see any dramatic new programs. We're certainly not going to see any new revenue or any new taxes to support state government. So we'll look for no thrust coming from Tallahassee. But I don't think they're going to do any substantial harm.
You know what I'm wondering, Hank? How much of a role does psychology play in this? You know, we hear so much about consumer confidence, and here we are embarking on a fresh new year. Bad old 2011 is gone. Does that kind of optimistic mindset play a role in this as we embark on a new year?
Well, it certainly does. I mean, we typically see Santa Claus rallies in the stock market, Tom. So to your point, yes, psychology does matter. For the most part, though, fundamental economic forces tend to trump perceptions. So if we continue to get improvements in employment, that's the key to improving confidence and improving economic attitude.